Good morning, great day, Coach Mike Husson here. Real quick, I want to share a quick thought with you and see if you know what this number means, 80%, when it comes to selling, lead generation. What does that number mean to you? What could it mean to you? Thought about it for a second? Okay. Well, this is an extremely important number in the sales process. And what does that number really mean? Well, here's the bottom line. When it comes to lead generation, when we're talking to people, making contacts, and we don't make an appointment on the first time around, okay, what's our goal? Okay, yeah, you got it, to follow up, right? So what does the 80% represent? 80% represents that 80% of all of your appointments, sometimes more, sometimes less, but about 80% of all your appointments will come as a result of lead follow-up. I need you to write that down. Okay, write that down right now, 80%. Stamp it everywhere. Give it to your team. Give it to your marketers. Okay, 80% of all your appointments will come as a result of lead follow-up. Typically, and I'm sure you've heard this one before, that that 80% will come as a result of four or more follow-up calls to these individuals, okay? Four or more follow-up calls to these individuals, on average now. You may have better luck, you may have worse luck. It may take you 10 touches, depending upon the motivation of the person that you're speaking with, okay? You have to make that judgment, whether you'll even follow up with them at all, or you'll try them a few times and then be done with it, or you'll continue to follow them, okay? Very important to keep this in mind, this number. It's an incredibly important number. Why? Because you obviously are going to get appointments as a result of taking this action, and 80% of your business will come from that, or appointments anyway, will definitely come from that. The other important thing to think about here is that your competition, who is driving for a particular lead or client or prospect, okay, will typically give up because they're not listening to this, or they're not heeding this particular warning that I'm sharing with you right now, okay? And I want you to heed this. Understand that 80% will come from lead follow-up. 80% of your appointments will come from lead follow-up, okay? It's a very simple philosophy. So some key points here to remember, okay? When it comes to lead follow-up, always, okay, make sure that you have done all you can on the initial call or communication or contact to qualify them as best you can, to make sure that it's a legitimate follow-up, okay? Dig deep on motivation, the why, the when, the how, etc., okay? Very, very important, so you don't waste your time, okay? You don't want to be gathering a bunch of leads anyway, okay? The handful of leads that you have, typically, out of the numbers that you could potentially get, are going to be your best ones as it is. In working with top salespeople across the country and around the world, okay, most of them carry, on average, of between 4 to 6 hot leads at any one given time, okay? They're not walking around with 10, 20, 30, or 40, or 50, or even 100 leads. Although it sounds good, but you got to keep in mind, you're talking about time management here. And you're talking about a psychology that you don't want to attract, which is, if I have a lot of leads, we think that we have a lot of business, okay? It's better that you disqualify people and carry only a handful of leads than to hope that all of the leads that you have are going to convert to something. If you do that, you're going to get complacent, meaning that you're not going to continue to drive for new opportunity. Okay, so you have to keep in mind that the fewer the leads that you have, the greater the chance that you have of getting more appointments. Number two, based on that, as I mentioned, time management. If you spend a lot of time trying to chase a bunch of leads, B-U-N-C-H, a bunch of leads, okay, it will tear apart your time management and you're going to get frustrated. Okay, what does that mean? In its essence, you're going to get frustrated because a lot of those leads are probably not qualified. If they were qualified, and if you are good at what you do and you are skilled in the craft of setting an appointment, okay, the chances of you getting one will be there if that exists, if the motivation is there. If the motivation is not there, all right, if the motivation is not there, and if you clearly have made that distinction, but you're trying to convince them of doing something, you're going to spin your wheels trying to get them to do something that they really do not want to do. Okay? Get rid of the leads that you don't need. Burn through everything that you've got. Clean them up. Gut them out. If that means you got to throw them away, I would put together next to you an updated lead sheet. And number two, I would get a garbage can so you can start throwing out the ones that are going to be useless for you. Once you start freeing up your time, again, going back to time management, now you can spend more time looking for the qualified, motivated individuals. Okay? Don't use leads as an excuse not to prospect or find new opportunities. Okay, it's an easy one to do, I promise you. And you know that as much as me saying this right now, that it is an easy thing to do. So get away from the old crappy leads that are not going to do you any good. Wind them down to a handful of them and follow up with them, and then continually build your bucket. I have a simple philosophy, and that is this: 2 a day, 10 in play. Okay? You want to do more business, have 4 a day, 20 in play. Okay? But to 2 a day philosophy, 10 in play means that you have every day you're prospecting, you make 10 contacts, you can generate 2 leads out of those prospects. Okay? At the end of a 5-day work week, assuming that's the number of days that you're going to work, you have now 10 leads in your bucket. Okay? 2 times 5 is 10 leads. So 2 a day, 10 in play. Those 10 in play, out of those 10, 80% of them will probably be crappy leads, okay? Or they might be nurturing type leads, which is further down the line, okay? And then while I'm here, I'm going to say, don't get rid of those, okay? There might be some people who want to do something, but the time now is not the most important thing to them. But they do have some kind of an interest. And again, that's up to you in your qualification stage to see what that is, and then you can nurture them, okay? So let's take this in consideration, that at the end of a week, you got 10 leads. 80% of them, or 8 of them, will be no good. Okay, some may be nurtured, but let's assume for a moment that 8 are no good. That'll leave you with 2 hot leads. Okay, now that you have 2 of these hot leads, now if you can get yourself to where you can get those folks into an appointment to look at your products and services, all right, then you have a greater opportunity that you're going to sell something as a result of those 2 leads. So don't worry about the 80%. The only 80% you need to worry about is that 80% of your appointments will come from lead follow-up, all right? So if you get 2 a day, 10 in play, and you always got 10 in the bucket, always got 10 in the bucket, always got 10 in the bucket, and you got that 80% mentality that 80% of them are not any good, you're going to have yourself a good bank of leads, all right? Now, if you started doing this today, okay, and it took you, let's say, a week to do this. Keep it simple here. If it took you a week to do this, all right, it might take you anywhere from a week to 10 days, maybe a little bit more, but let's say a week to 10 days to convert those 2 good leads to an appointment, all right? And then that's where the 80% is going to come in through the follow-up, the 80%, because you're going to take those 2 leads that you're going to remain with at the end of a week, okay, stay with me. You get 10, 80, 8 of them are no good, leaves you with 2. Those 2 will probably convert between a week to 10, maybe 20 days, okay? And that's okay, so long as you keep filling the bucket with new opportunity, okay? So you may get some that are going to do something right away, first call, hey, come on over, let's meet, let's talk, etc., okay? Others, you're going to have to continually follow them, all right? So again, as a recap, 80% is lead of your lead follow-up will generate the appointments. If you don't follow up, you're wasting your time, all right? And then if you waste your time, okay, if you start out wasting your time like this, you're going to get frustrated because you're going to continually try to get new people. You're never going to follow up with the old ones. And you're going to say, this doesn't work. It doesn't work because you're not following up with the other leads that you've generated, all right? Then what's going to happen is you're going to say, this prospecting thing doesn't work, all right? The worst thing is you're going to generate this business, these potential leads, okay? You don't follow up with them, you get no results. Then you say, well, this doesn't work at all, this prospecting thing, all right? So it screws up your psychology, number 2, okay? Again, as a recap, All right. You'll get complacent with too many leads, so get rid of them. Gut them out today. Right when you finish listening to this recording, sit down, go through whatever, wherever you have leads on sticky notes in your book, in your CRM, your Google or phone or whatever. Get rid of them and gut them out and clean them up and move on, okay? And then go back to the philosophy and start today of the two a day, 10 and play. Last thing I will mention to you is management of your leads, okay? I recommend either a CRM program, okay? I'm not so much into that, although I do sometimes use it, but I'm into, as a sales pro, okay, we're typically movers and shakers. We're moving a lot. So I'm sure a lot of you use yellow pads, or you may have a lead sheet or 3x5 card. Okay, I personally like the lead sheet, an 8.5x11 sheet with all the pertinent data related to my business that I need to qualify and get data information about clients and so on. And I put that in a 3-ring binder and I carry it with me wherever I go so I can keep in touch with my database. Okay, you want to keep a reminder follow-up in technology, I'm perfectly okay with that. But the visual aspect of having a lead sheet is something that you can make notes on, you can have when you have conversations, you can put future follow-up dates on there, and so on. Another recording I'll give to you at another time will be how to manage your leads in and of themselves. But from the basics right now, get a lead book, 3-ring binder, not the big ones, but something that's reasonable that you can carry around. Carry your few leads with you. Have some blank sheets in there so when you're prospecting, you can take it out and fill it out, okay? Yellow pad is okay to take some notes if you do that. Don't transcribe the information onto your lead sheet. Just staple it to it. 3-hole punch them together and put them in the book, and you can always refer to it just for more of an efficient process for yourself, all right? So I hope this makes sense. Make it a great day. Remember, 80%. Don't ever forget it.